Hello, and welcome to Forward Church Online. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you'll have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
So here's what we're going to do. Y'all ready for this? In a moment, I'm going to have everybody stand, okay? No, you don't have to switch chairs this morning, but you're going to start moving through this auditorium. Now, don't bang into hitting each other, okay? That's not what we're looking for, but I want you to pretend that God's grace is chasing you down. So everybody up on your feet. Come on. Bring it up. Ready? God's grace. Go! Go! Move!
Come on, God, take your grace. Because your grace is chasing me.
Come on. Your grace is chasing me down.
Yeah.
Chasing me down.
Come on.
Goodness and mercy.
Woo. God's grace.
Come on.
God's grace.
Come
on, right here.
Yeah.
Come on. Oh,
yeah.
Come on, right here.
Down. Oh,
chasing me down.
Chasing me down.
God's grace. Praise in this house. All right, now check this out. Because the kids will be here if we're having fun. You may be seated. If you're thinking, hope that's the last time he does that, still got my shoes on, the next one, I'm going to run with you. Now listen closely. When you think you're in a box, God will let you know to get out. Come on, church. Come on. I drove starting Friday after work to Winston-Salem, did a celebration service, turned right back around and drove back in last night through some incredible weather. Listen closely. When I got there, it was like, oh, my goodness. And I was the first one to speak. And so here's what I said. I did not come all the way from Florida to North Carolina for a dead ceremony. How many know too many churches are dead? Not this house. This house is going to carry life. And so God just kind of flipped everything on the road. And I started playing this song. That's the only song I played for almost 9.5 hours. And it was up loud. And you might be sitting here going, man, that music's too loud and I don't like that. That's because you just haven't gone very deep into God's grace. Because you've been hiding from yourself and you don't think you were as bad as you really were. And it took all of God's grace to bring all of us out of our junk. Somebody say, God's grace is chasing me down. I'm glad I've got some officials here this morning, but they're not going to tattle on me. But there was a few times when Israel and those guys, New Breed, were. I just put my hands together and started clapping on the highway. People going by going, I just kept going. I didn't stay long doing that. We're going to have some fun. Here's what we're going to do. Listen closely. We're going to take the word grace. I'm going to unpackage real, because we have children here. This is not going to be like, oh yeah. I'm going to tell you what God's going to release in this house this morning. The word grace. Everybody say goodness. Can you imagine what children want more than anything else is goodness in their homes? God's putting grace over our homes this morning. So let me give to you just two quick verses, and then I'm going to give a signal, and then you got to get up, and you got to go. And you don't have to go all over, but, oh, man, I'm not, oh, man. It's amazing. It cost him everything, but we just want it all so comfortable. I want God's grace, so I'm coming off this platform, and I'm going to just boogie jet right around this thing, get back up here. I want goodness all over my home. I want goodness all over this house. I need goodness at Levy Learning Academy when the kids show up tomorrow. God's going to chase kids down this year with grace. How many know that I'm working with the prophetic right now? You may not even know that. I'm speaking goodness over kids that are broken. I'm speaking goodness over your life, even though you're all stoved up. Even though you've got like a stack on top of you, God's grace is going to explode in this house. Amen. The only way you ever get to heaven is because of God's grace. God does not want to see your tally card how many times you were in church. He wants you to know that you experienced something called grace. All right? Let's just offer up something really cool. Let's say, Father, you're the best. Everybody say goodness. Psalm 23, verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In Psalm 31, 19, it says, oh, how great is thy goodness. Somebody just give out a shout. You are great.
You are great.
Wow. Are you ready? Are you ready? Israel's ready. Everybody on your feet? Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Sitting in a car as long as I have over the last 30-some hours, I love to get out. Oh, some of you, listen, do we have CPR people here today? We have some individuals that can help us out. Okay. All right. These kids are motivated. Turn to somebody and say, his goodness is on my life. It's chasing me down. Here's the next one. And if we run out, you just start that over, yes? You're thinking, do we got to do this again? All the way through grace. Yes. The kids are with me today. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if I can drive all the way back from Winston-Salem, get in extremely late, and be back and ready to roll today, what's going on? You need to open up deep. Open up wide to God's grace. Because he told me in no uncertain terms, don't preach on avoiding traps until they understand grace. No lids can be removed. That's Wednesday night. And traps can't be removed until you experience God's grace. So we're just running to get that goodness all over us. Next, turn to somebody and say, all restrictions are broken. Hold on, young people and kids. We're not talking about guidelines and rules. Oh, no. We're talking about the things that have held you back. Even sometimes pastors in local churches can create restrictions for God's people. This house is free of restrictions. By the way, here's one of the verses. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. So if there's liberty here and you're not enjoying it, that's on you, not God. Oh, Spirit of God. John 8:36. I'm going to let you get your breath, and then we're going to ready to run again.
Yeah!
Oh, come on. No, don't hold her back. I want... We're going to get ready to run again.
Yeah!
John 8:36. Now you know grace is really flowing when the adults start saying that. All right, like that. Here we go. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. If you'll be willing in just a moment, it's the prophetic word. If you're willing to get up this morning and move a little bit. Oh, but my ankle's hurting so bad. If you will get up and start moving just a little bit, God's going to break some restrictions off your life. And then 2 Corinthians 3:17, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Everybody say, in Him,
I am
free.
Free.
This time we're going to go this way. Everybody, we're going this way. Ready, on your feet, ready, let's go. How many have never sweated in church before? Bless the Lord, you will today. And you're going to probably be out of here before noon. How many are taking a nap today? How many have work to get done for tomorrow? All right. I see some former basketball athletes, football players in here today. I want them to know I still got the juice. Still got the juice, baby. Still got the juice. Y'all having fun? Y'all having fun? If we could, adults, if we could release to this generation the grace of God, it'll break every sin barrier. Why are you holding back, adults? If we'll release the grace of God over our children and teenagers, it will be a buffer around the sin factor. See, you don't even know when good preaching is going on. When we release God's grace factor, it puts a barrier between your child and sin. Why are you holding back on the grace of God? What are you doing holding on to what He bought? Come on now. How many would love to have been able to ride with me all the way up and all the way back? We would have had a Holy Ghost time. Holy Ghost time. Praying with my understanding, which isn't limited. I almost said it the other way, and praying in the Spirit. I had a great time, all by myself, but He was there. I want to encourage you this morning, boys and girls, young people, there are no restrictions in God's grace. Doesn't matter what the church says, God's grace is for you. Tap in. Turn to somebody and say, tap into that. All right, how many can spell? We've got the G done and the R done. Let's go to A. Punch somebody and say, slow down. Yeah, because this one might get you, okay? I'm talking about when you have to get up and get on it. Okay, this is going to be the letter A. Are you with me?
Yeah.
I love it. Lord Jesus, that's what I like about being in the school. Someone's always going to be right there on the front line. Oh, yeah. Listen closely. There are more people outside the walls than there are inside because they don't know that they've been accepted. A church, okay, this is for all the adults, okay? I was getting ready to preach part 4 on avoiding traps, and the Holy Spirit said to me in the vehicle, what are you doing? I said, I'm thinking and preparing for tomorrow. He said no, and I immediately called the executive pastor, who also happened to be my son, and I said, forget my notes for tomorrow. I don't know, but the Lord is speaking. Why are you not pulling this in? After a heavy day that I had yesterday, I'm giving you what God gave to me to give to us. You need to be getting this. So even when I got to the funeral home, I took time, which I turned into a celebration place. I took time to get all my notes down. It's here, but it's really here. It's really here, and now we're ready for the third one, yes? Man, I can't wait. This week's going to be so good at school. How many young people and children want to get A's this year? Stand up. Stand up. Come on. If you want an A in the classroom, oh, you're not getting a scholarship without it, gentlemen. I just let you in a little secret. Okay, here we go. Father, I declare and decree over children and young people that as they operate under grace, they're going to see their GPA go up and they're going to get A's instead of C's because they operate under grace. And give God praise. Here we go, here we go. Let's move quickly. One verse. Wow. It's the verse called acceptance. There are some men perhaps here today and even some ladies here that worked extremely hard to get acceptance at the home level. Even if your parents didn't accept you, God has already approved and accepted you because of the cross. So you are accepted. Even if your hair's not right, even if the dress doesn't fit right, or whatever. I feel the same way sometimes. Come on the count of three, we're all going to do that. We're going to go, ready? 1, 2, 3. See, sometimes we get too grown up, don't we? But remember, we used to do that. And how many just kind of felt good about doing that? It was like, yeah. I remember back in the day when I used to do that. Man, my mom or dad come running immediately. Sometimes for all the wrong reasons. Thank you. That was beautiful. Please, that's not a moment of correction. That's a moment of enjoyment. How many know that when people enjoy being together, they're going to keep coming? Amen. Turn to somebody and say, this isn't stuffy or sticky. Here's the word. The word is acceptance. It's 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. And here's what the Bible says. You also have been called living stones. You're being built up as a spiritual house. Turn to somebody and say, I like your house. All right, get on your feet. Get on your feet. Hey, look, at least you guys get a little break. All right, listen real close. One more time, we're going to my left. You're right. Are you ready? Somebody say, God's grace.
God's grace.
It's chasing me.
Let's go. Together, we have to come to
come on.
To do
somebody
it.
Get a little dance on.
Father, we're so grateful.
Somebody get a little dance on.
We can't run from your grace. Because your grace is chasing me.
Come on. Your grace is chasing me down.
Come on. Somebody.
Chasing
me down. Somebody get a little
mercy.
Come on.
No more separation.
Come on. Everybody say, I have been accepted. I'm on the inside. And I'm happy in Jesus. Oh, well, give the Lord praise in the house. I don't mean for this to sit down in your lap. Hopefully you'll just go, thank you, Pastor. After I saw some things yesterday, I said, Lord, if I can't touch the generation, then let me have the new generation. I don't mess with people that are asleep. And I don't go to speak to the cemeteries. I speak to those who are alive in Christ. And those that will come to life in Christ. And I'm going to pour everything into the generation that's coming. If Jesus tarries, they're going to take over. What you leaving for them? Somebody say grace.
Grace.
Somebody say grace.
Grace.
Man. Do you realize what God's doing in here with children this morning? And how he's deepening their well so that they will understand grace? Well, brother, there's a balance to this. And the balance is this. We need God's grace, but we need God's truth. God's truth is wrapped up in grace. That was a little nugget, better than chick nuggets. Come on, church, you just let that one go right on by. Well, I'm just an Old Testament man. Always have been, always will be. It's the law, brother. Okay, okay. And everyone under the old covenant waited upon grace in the new covenant. Release grace and watch your children grow. Release grace and watch your business succeed. Release grace and watch your dating life flourish. Release grace and watch your marriage flourish. Come on, church. How many have two more rounds in you? Oh, my goodness. Let me pray for the saints this morning. Father, we have two rounds to go. Jesus went the distance. Help us to be able to do this two more times. In Jesus' name. Everybody says?
Amen.
Okay, down the stretch we go, folks. Are you ready? We're on the letter C. Listen, this is really true. I've watched it in a long time of service in ministry for the Lord. People that don't understand acceptance don't flow in confidence. Come on. Oh, people that do not understand that their acceptance don't flow with the confidence. They can quote the verse all day. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But you don't see any confidence in them. Because they're still waffling with this. Am I really accepted? Has he really forgiven me? Or is he going to do this? Is he going to go behind the cross to the tomb? And is he going to pick up one of my sins? And is he going to bring that sin back out to me and go, did you really ask for forgiveness? Now, that sneaky person would be called the angel of light. That would be your adversary that would try to pull sins back up. I want to release confidence over the house this morning. Amen? All right, let's just pretend I'm a place kicker. Not bad. Not bad. I wouldn't want to score that, but not bad. All right, let's go to confidence real quick. I'm trying to get you some juice. Everybody okay? Woo! On the count of three. That was our signal, by the way. Remember what the other one was? We don't need to go backwards. On the count of three, we're going to go, woo! Everybody got a little juice? Everybody okay? Some of you are looking at me like, what did he take? What really has he been taking? A good dose of the Holy Spirit. That's all. That's all. No power drinks, no pills, just a good dose of the Holy Spirit. Okay? On the count of three, we're going to go, half, this half here will go, wah, like that. And this half here, I love it. This half right here, we're going to go, woo. Are we ready? On the count of three. Ready? One, two, three. Woo! Good job. Come on, give yourselves a big round of applause. Listen closely, please. We're real close, and the children are focused. And by the way, I'm good with kids. I'm good with kids. And I know how to kind of tweak it, trim it, bring it down. Listen real close. God, through Jesus Christ, took what was profound and made it simple. We have taken what is simple and made it profound, and people go, huh? God's grace is so basic, we go right past it. Moving quickly, I know you've got your energy back now. We are confident in Christ. Listen closely, Proverbs 3:26. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. I'm going to give you a prophetic word. There are some of you that don't even know that the enemy is going to try to snare you this week, but the Lord will be your confidence and you will not be snared. Now take that. There you go. I said to the Lord up in Winston-Salem, North Carolina yesterday, I said, I'll just use Philippians 1:6. He said, I want to give you a new one. Are you willing to let God give you a new one? A new verse? A new promise? A new word? Listen closely. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. Put your confidence in God, not in other people. Are you ready? Are we ready? Okay, this is how this is going to look. We're going to go this way, but this is going to be, including the platform, this is going to be a dance zone. So if you're not dancing, don't come this way, because they're going to get your feet moving. All right? We're going to go this way. Those who want to dance in the presence of a... I don't believe in that. I bet you don't believe in David either, do you? All right, here we go. On the count of three, we're ready for Israel and New Breed. Everybody say, I am. Confident.
Confident.
Ready. Let's go. Grace all over the house. We have one to go and we're done. God's grace. Grace, grace. One to go. One to go. And we can all start singing, fill my cup, Lord. I need your energy. Water of heaven. Put a little something on the inside. Go back over these words. Ready? G stands for? Uh-oh. No. Grace is the word. G stands for goodness. Now listen, the Bible says that he comes immediately to steal the seed. I'm only giving you the seed. Whatever you do with it is up to you. But listen to me. Let me get this out here. If you're no longer a factor in society, don't touch anybody. If you're not factoring into other people's lives, wall yourself off, because we're already going under. We need a fresh breath from God. Now, let me tell you how I would say that as when I was coaching. Listen closely, please. If your heart's not in being in the gym, there may be somewhere else you'd rather be. As in athletics. I'm saying to you this morning, listen, I even asked the Lord. I said, God, what if I do what you asked me to do and the people don't respond? He said, trust me. And guess what? This is on you because you sent the staff to Houston. This is where it happened. How many are planning to send us again next year? Oh, okay, good, good. How many are being fed right now? God's grace stands for G. The R in grace stands for? Come on. No more restrictions. You guys got that? What does the A stand for? What does the C stand for? And now we come to the letter E. It's real simple. Encouragement. If I was single, I would marry or date a girl that operated in grace. She was good. She didn't have restrictions on the upcoming marriage. I'm not talking about in dating. No restrictions. Oh, man, I know how some of the saints live.
Bless God. Intimacy is only for having children.
Really? Show that to me in the Word. Not your word, His word. Boom. I'm going to preach, folks. I'm going to preach. I firmly believe two of the greatest gifts God ever gave to creation were salvation and sex in marriage. You don't believe that? Why don't you look at the world? I mean, y'all figure that one out. Let that one rest on you. Encouragement. Now listen, let me back up here for a second. We have grown so soft that if we hear a couple tough sound bites, we walk away. Like, oh, don't say that. I was listening to Urban Meyer this week. Oh, my goodness. He and a coach, he's a phenomenal leader. And he's lining young men up for their future. All I'm trying to do is get you lined up with grace. Here we go, encouragement. Down the stretch, we're there. Isaiah 41:10, do not fear. I am with you. Don't be dismayed. I'm your God. I'll strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Guess what? Before receiving encouragement from others, receive it from the Lord. God wants to encourage you today. God wants to encourage your heart, lift you up. I'm trying to stoke your fire and encourage you today. Last verse. Got some juice? Y'all ready? Once again, this is going to be a dance area. And there may be, this is kind of prophetic. In fact, it is prophetic. There may be some individuals who want to come over here and dance in this area where they dropped off some sins. I dance on the enemy's head. Psalm 16:8, I've set the Lord always before me. He's at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Not one verse the Lord asked me to use on encouraging each other, but rather let's look up and let the Lord encourage us. God wants to encourage the house this morning. That's it. There's no more teaching, no more preaching. We're going to get this thing on one more time. You're going to walk out of here going, I know what that was all about. God's grace. That's all about God's grace. God's grace over my life, over my wife, over my family, over the school, over the house, over our community. Blanket this place with your grace, Almighty God. Y'all ready? This is the dance zone up here. We're going to go to my right, your left. Are you ready? Music, here's Israel.
Your hand on my life. Your love. Your love. Your love. Your grace. Will never, never stop chasing me.
Like that. If God has ministered to you, you have the rest of the day to recover. Stand on your feet and join me in giving God an awesome ovation in the house. Father, we love you. Come on, church. We're much better than that. Let's go deeper. Father, we exalt you. God, we magnify your name. We give you praise. We thank you for your riches in Christ. Thank you for grace. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. And God's people said,
amen.
Amen. I got to open my eyes up before I go to sleep. Are you in love with Christ today? Yeah. How many feel enriched by what God just gave to us this morning? About his grace. Now watch this. What we just did in here has got to be extended out there. If your classrooms aren't all set up yet, you don't jump on and bark at anybody. If your business isn't quite where you want it to be, you just extend grace. Yes. If you go into meetings at the corporate level and there's all kinds of things that are going on, all you do is you just speak grace. I promise you, on the authority of God's word, there were some real sticky things that were going on when we were out in Houston back at the school. And, you know, I said a couple things that came out of a boneheaded moment. Hello? And you know what? God went ahead and took care of the whole situation, and I just began to speak grace, and it's amazing what's taking place. I want to invite you now, as we're done, you really speak grace. You really speak grace. And for those who are wondering, you know, really, man, that was just an energetic moment. Only if you leave it here. But if I take this and go out there and give it away, especially to those who are all walled up, you'd be amazed how those walls come down. Amen? Man, God's all over this place right now. And no, this is, the Lord has just asked me to do it. I wasn't planning on doing this. Maybe someone's here this morning and they'd say, hey, you know what, Dennis? I've never experienced God's grace. I have never, ever, ever, ever invited Jesus into my heart. But man, the kind of fun you guys are having and experiencing in here, I want to come into the family of God. Not necessarily just this house, but I want to come into the family of God. Is there anybody here that would say, hey, hey, Dennis, hey, hey, it's me, it's me. I was walking, I did a little running, but man, it's an open vacuum on the inside. And I want Jesus Christ to come. I want him to redeem me. Anybody who just wants to. And somebody will walk with you because this is not a place of intimidation or embarrassment. If you step out, I promise you a believer will step out with you. Anybody that would just like to come meet me right here and say, hey, it was a dance floor. Now it's a prayer floor.
Yes.
Anybody at all that would just say, hey, I'm turning things over. I'm giving my heart to Christ. Everybody good? Okay. Awesome. As we're standing, I need all the children and all the teenagers and all the middle schoolers. Come stand here. We're going to have a prayer over all of you this morning. Hey, can we give a big shout out to these kids? Were they not great this morning? And listen, you can actually turn right around. Yep, turn around as you come up. All the children, all the teenagers. Watch this. College students. Or students who are going back to school. That would include me. All of us. Anyone that's taking classes, get here. Come on, guys. There's still room here. We're not going to ask you to run or jump or dance right now. We're just going to cover everybody. Oh, I know what I want to do. I love it. Isn't that beautiful? I'm looking. Miss Ruby, are you here? Miss Ruby, come on, sweetheart. She's a colleague, okay? We hired her a year ago at the academy, and she's been phenomenal. Come on up. You're going to get to be a teacher who prays. Woohoo! Isn't that great? Come on all the way up to the platform. Isn't that cool to have a teacher pray over you? Isn't that cool? And I got to tell you something. She's really cool. Yeah, kind of help too, okay? Because she's also, can you kind of help her, please? Because of the hip surgery that she went, help her. Come on, athletes help. Athletes help. See, there's more to coaching than just scoring touchdowns. It's serving. So Miss Ruby's going to pray over us. Isn't that cool? Have you all had fun today? You guys are awesome. Yeah, it's been a great morning. Woo. And we love you guys. To our entire family, we're going to do this afternoon. If you're interested in praying over the Levy Learning Academy in Bronson. If you live in Bronson, you don't have to come here. But we're going to meet right here at about 5 till 4. And we're going to drive over to Bronson. We're going to walk that entire campus like we did last year. We're not staying there long. We're going to walk through and pray. And we're going to go through the ESE, which covers the whole district. And we're going to pray over that. So if you would like, if you'd like to come and join us in prayer, that's this afternoon at 4. When we come back in, we're going to swing past the elementary school where Amy serves and others who are here serve. And we're just going to gently pray there. And then we're going to go to Robin's new position, the health room there at the middle school, and we're going to pray over her office. No serious injuries, okay? Anything that would freak her out, okay? And that's it. All right, so we're out in good time this morning. Enjoy your afternoon. I really hope to see some prayer warriors come back. Because I got to tell you, it's not easy on the front line at the school. Not at that academy. And can't wait for 4 o'clock. We'll meet here at 4, drive over, pray, back in to Chief and Elementary School, pray for Amy and that area. And then we're going to go to the health room at the middle school. And we should have it all done by midnight. Come on, will you seal this thing?
Amen. We give you praise, Lord. We give you thanks. You are worthy of all honor and all glory, oh my God. Father God, we come before your presence right now. Father, we're lifting up every child here today, Lord. Every teenager, every middle school, Lord, every student, every adult, Lord, every teacher in your presence, we are before you, Lord. Father, we ask you that you give us, Lord, and you cover us with the presence, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Give us a shield, Lord. Yeah. Protect us throughout this new year that is coming, Father God. You are going to prepare us so we can be victorious, Lord God, till the end. We ask you this, that you walk with us, Lord, yeah. That you guide us, that you protect us, and you cover us, Lord, in your Holy Spirit, in your love, and in your grace, Father God. Father, we're going to ask you to go with us at 4, Lord God, to pray over our schools. We know that your presence will always be there with us, Lord, guiding us and protecting us in everything that we have to do, and we will obey, Lord. Meanwhile, we will give you the praise, the honor, and the glory, Lord God, because you are with us, because without you, we cannot do. We give you this, Lord God, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Give the Lord praise. Come on. And then, well, come on, bring it on up.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Forward Church Online. We hope this has been a blessing in your life and that you'll share this and other great resources with your friends. We want to invite you to explore our webpage at www.myforwardchurch.org. There, you'll find online giving, church events, and so much more. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, as there's always something happening around Forward Church. If you're ever in our area, we'd like to extend an invitation to come be a part of one of our live worship experiences. Thanks again for listening to the Forward Church Online Podcast. Have a great week.